Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Styrene Industries Limited, hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Poddar from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ashish Poddar from Systematix. I welcome you all for this conference call of Styrene Industries to discuss the Q3 FY23 earnings. So from the management side, we have Mr. Jagdish Gupta, the Managing Director, Mr. Manit Gupta, Executive Director, and Mr. Kishan Nagpal, the Chief Financial Officer. Without much ado, I'll request moderator to straightaway go for the Q&A session.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abakkus Asset Manager LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is regarding the overall, you know, demand scenario. I mean, our 3Q has been really, really good in terms of even the volume growth. Considering, you know, the other sort of categories, we are seeing some amount of slowdown. Do we expect that this can also reflect in our business as well for the upcoming quarters, or you think that we are on a strong footing?
No, we will be definitely on strong footing. Even in quarter three, we have some challenges of logistics. We could not get a few containers, 20, 30 containers from Russia and to this Uzbekistan and Ukraine, which we are selling through via Poland. That reduced our sale little bit, like 2-3% of quarter. Otherwise, we are very quite hopeful. Domestically also we are increasing, not like export, but our export is growing every month. It will be better than this quarter, surely.
Okay. Understood, sir. Just, as you just reflected on the domestic part of the business, I mean, for now, past two quarters, we are doing somewhere around 80-82 crores run rate on a quarterly basis. I remember, you know, maybe six months back, you had said that we would do close to 350-400 crores of total sales in domestic.
Maybe not 400. Maybe 325-330.
325-330, you think is possible?
Actually, the reason being we are trying our best.
Mm-hmm.
Very hopeful. Brand is already there. We are getting good response from the new distributors. Surely it will grow.
Understood, sir. Sir, just firstly on the acrylic panel, can you give us the number as in how much sales was done in 3Q?
No, it is going very good. You see, when something is started new in India, we are import substitute.
Right.
You see, even up to now, we have a 16 crores turnover already.
Nine months.
Last quarter. Yes.
Last-
Last quarter, we have almost 7.5 crore.
Okay. Understood.
It is beginning, and you can understand everywhere now it is availability. In three, four months you will see brand name will be in the market, brand name.
Sir, just if you can, you know, sort of give us some amount of guidance because I think you had mentioned that we'll do somewhere around 15-20 crores quarterly from second half, and we have done close to 7.5-8 crores. I understand it takes some amount of time to.
There is a new brand. You see, first plant in India for this injector. When it will grow multiple. Same thing will happen with us 20 years back in laminates.
Mm-hmm.
It means quality is acceptable. And we start export also.
Understood. Okay, sir. Fair enough. So, just lastly, two more questions from my end. Just on the margin front, we are seeing, a very steady improvement in both in our gross as well as the EBITDA margins. So, do you see further scope of improvement both from RM side as well as from our product mix?
Yes, you see our RM, old, this material which is used in third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly is from the old prices.
And
so we have to book, accept, import, we have to plan minimum 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So now the new product, new raw material is coming from overseas on reduced prices.
Understood.
So it definitely it will improve.
Understood. And so just lastly, I think we have done some restatement in our previous year's 3Q numbers. Can you help us what this restatement was?
ये currency fluctuation का amount था जो पहले हमने other income में book किया होगा, बाद में इसको हमने ऊपर set अंदर किया था, but इसका जो currency fluctuation का amount था.
Sir, your voice is not clear.
Currency fluctuation. Okay.
So that we
book. 1.16 करोड़ का था जो हमने जिसका ब्रेक किस में बुक अदर इनकम शो दिया था उसको हमने रिकॉस्ट सेल के अंदर बुक किया.
तो सर ये अब आगे के क्वार्टर्स में भी ये इम्पैक्ट है कहीं पे या वी
नहीं देयर इज नो इम्पैक्ट एट ऑल इसको आगे सेल के अंदर ही नजर आएगा आपको.
समझ गया.
जैसे भी कंसेप्ट फ्लक्चुएशन का जो इम्पैक्ट होता है वो सेल से रिलेटेड ही होता है.
तो
इसलिए वो सेल के अंदर किया गया था.
Got it, sir. Thank you for answering all my questions. I'll come back in the time. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pritesh Cheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, and congratulations for continuous improvement in numbers. Sir, just a couple of questions. One, you mentioned about this new RM. So when should this new RM start flowing in your P&L, and does it mean that we go back to the gross or the EBITDA margins which you were making before this whole RM price rise of about 20% margin number?
Hopefully, maybe not in coming quarter, maybe next to next quarter, surely.
Okay. And but we will start seeing the improvement and the journey towards 20%.
You can see the improvement in every month, first, second. You can see first different, second different, third is different.
Okay. This
more different.
Sir, this solid surface business of 7.5 crore which you mentioned is the annual number or quarterly number you gave?
No, quarterly.
Quarterly.
So it is improving every.
Okay. And lastly, sir, I wanted to know the 9-month laminate volume number and the realization number, or the quarterly volume number and the realization.
No, laminate is 86 lakhs market sell out.
This is which? This is annual 9 months.
9 months.
Okay. And for the quarter?
30.01 million.
ये आपकी जो 86 लाख शीट्स है वो लास्ट ईयर कितनी थी सर 9 मंथ में?
9 मंथ की अप्रोक्सीमेटली 91 लाख के अराउंड थी. 89 लाख शीट थी पूरे साल के अंदर.
सो बेसिकली द फुल ग्रोथ दैट वी सी इज ऑल वैल्यू ड्रिवन. इट इज
नो यू सी 86 इज फॉर 9 मंथ. लास्ट ईयर वाज
89 फॉर 12 मंथ.
12 मंथ.
अच्छा 89 फॉर 12 मंथ.
तभी तो हमारी सेल 50% इंक्रीज होगी ना लास्ट ईयर से.
Okay, sir. I thought it was for 9 months.
No.
9 months was 65.5 lakhs.
Last year.
65 lakhs. Okay, sir. And on the plant utilization side, where are we?
Almost 75 to 80%.
Okay. And what is your capex plan now?
I mentioned you many times. There is no capex plan right now. Just adjustment, you can say, modernization of machinery. Some automation like that.
Okay.
Already going on.
Are you adding any laminate line?
No.
No.
Still
no
we have too much rather it is 80% utilization. We are going some automation that will also increase 30-40% more capacity from the existing things.
So you have scrapped the ply and the MDF and all those capacities?
No. MDF never told. Ply would not scrap. Therefore, somebody, people like you mention us, we will go some other products, not in plywood.
Okay. And what is the maintenance or the automation capex that you will spend in 20?
That will be not more than 30-40 crore in many few years. Already started.
30-40 crores?
Maximum. Not in 1 year, 3-4 years.
So basically 10 crore per annum.
Not 10-15.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We move on to the next participant. The question is from the line of Rishabh Bothra from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to check. In our presentation, we have mentioned 9 month sales volume figure as 9.4 million sheets. Whereas
in the presentation, we have revised the figure, sir.
Pardon me, sir?
We have revised the figure.
Okay. So what is the figure now?
86 million.
8.6 million. But when we look at the three quarters, Q1, Q2, Q3, it's coming at 8.9 million. So I think there is some...
Yeah, 24, I think so, 32 and 30. 86 here.
2.7, 3.2 and 3.01.
Yeah, how should it,
huh? Aapka Q1, Q2 ka presentation mein, first half was your 5.9 million sheets.
5.6 to.
Okay, 5.6. Okay, fine.
24, 32 and 86.
Okay. And sir, your depreciation has reduced considerably this quarter and interest has increased. So, any clarity on that?
Your interest is from the currency fluctuation and back tire. Jo apna euro ka rate bada hai, uski wajah se jo term loan hum liye hota, uska recast kiya gaya. To is wajah se jo currency fluctuation ka loss aa raha tha, 3 crore something ka.
Okay. And depreciation?
Depreciation ke hamare kuch assets hain, jo uski life khatam ho gayi hai. So, we have 5% value growth for the depreciation will not charge.
So, this will be the normalized depreciation going forward?
Definitely. If there will be no addition to the fixed assets, so this will be your depreciation.
Okay. And now you have told that the 40 crore ka expansion ka hai, wo 10 crore each year.
So, it can be 5,
it can be 15 also. Need based.
Okay. But this capacity when will it come? It is
still coming. Like order ki sale, barthi jari hai, demand.
Okay.
बीच में होती जा रही है.
तो पीस मिल सिस्टम में नया कैपेक्स.
हाँ, no need for any big capex.
Okay. Fine, I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi sir, thank you for taking up my question. Sir, आपने starting में mention किया कि there were some nations where we could not supply due to logistics issues. So what would be that amount कि हमारा कितना sales defer हुआ है या वो cancel order है?
No, cancel कुछ नहीं है. We have already deposit with us. We are not producing anything without advance payment.
Okay. और वो कितना quantum होएगा sir जो इस quarter में ही record हुआ?
Yes. That will come in this month. Already start going.
ओके सर. एंड सर, जो आपने मार्जिन्स के लिए बताया है कि हमारा आगे जाके वो 20% का ग्रोथ मैप रहेगा, सो दैट विल सी फ्रॉम FY24 सपोजिटली, जब तक कोई बड़ा रॉ मटेरियल में फ्लक्चुएशन ना हो.
नॉट दिस फोर्थ क्वार्टर, इट विल इम्प्रूव एवरी क्वार्टर. द रीजन बीइंग देयर इज व्हेन यू विल योर सेल विल इंक्रीज, ओवरहेड विल डिक्रीज. So there are so many parameters. Ocean freight is already going to the normal level of 2 years back.
Okay. And sir, could you just re-explain ki wo humne kya revision liya tha currency mein for last year's quarter? Q3 ka jo humne reinstate kiya hai figure, kya please wapas explain kar sakte ho?
Yes, currency fluctuation ka amount ka jo humne other income mein pehle book kiya hua tha, usko humne sale ke andar merge kiya. क्लबिंग से अदरवाइज टोटल फिगर आपका सेम है, आप देखेंगे तो.
ओके सर, थैंक यू सर.
थैंक यू. We have the next question from the line of Achal Ruhade from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand how's the domestic scenario looking like, you know, in terms of the demand situation, and also how are the, you know, the pricing moving, you know, in terms of the realization for the domestic segment?
I think domestic, we are doing our best. Now, network is increasing every month. Realization is in past. Realization is due to this raw material cost is little more. Now everyone has domestically reduced little prices. So we are very quite hopeful we every month there will be increase of 3-5 crore turnover, domestic turnover increasing if you go through whole data. We are working, doing good in domestic market, not as compared to export. Our export is growing more, but we feel proud when our product is acceptable in European country, US country. It is why not in India, and we are quite hopeful. You can see from first quarter, second quarter is 82 crore, third quarter of course same.
Correct. Is it possible to get some more sense with respect to the domestic volume? How much was the domestic volume?
We are working hard. There are more than 200 people working on the domestic front. And it takes 3 years to establish an international market. Domestic is also growing.
Correct. Sir, in terms of the volume, number of sheets sold in 3Q for in the domestic market?
Domestic scholars.
Yeah.
12.75.
12.75 lakhs.
Okay.
1.27 million.
Last year same quarter, sir.
Last year same quarter. 9.05.
Point 9 million.
Correct.
And which means you can understand it is already increased almost 25%.
Significant increase. Correct. And for the second quarter, sir?
So, second quarter this year, 11.95 lakhs. And last year, it was 12.15.
Okay. And for 9 months, sorry, I'm asking too many numbers, but just to get a sense in terms of the breakup. 9 months, FY23?
9 months, we have 33 lakhs. The last year,
3.3 million. Now actually the sheets are number is not matter. Reason being when we are going for valuation.
Right.
And in higher thicknesses, then the value more and quantity may be less.
Correct. And sir, if you can tell me, you know, you said 200 people you have in the domestic segment. In terms of the distributors, retailers, any color as to where we are, where we want to be eventually?
Sorry?
What is the number of distributors we have in the domestic?
No. You see, distributors, we have many, maybe more than 200. That don't matter. If you have a more distributor, there should not be quantity. There should be quality distributor.
Correct.
You have a distributor selling only 200 sheets per month. There is one distributor selling 3,001 sheet. So that's not much matter.
Understood. Sorry, I joined a bit late. So what is the volume growth outlook we are talking about and the margin, sir, for us for FY20?
We have growth, you can see from the last year. It is going 50% this year. And margin is also, even in spite of the fact that raw material prices, ocean freight, logistic part, everything is drastically increased, even then we are doing our best and doing good. This quarter we have almost 17% EBITDA.
Correct. And what's the capacity utilization if I were to ask you at this point?
75 to 80%. Again, depend on the capacity utilization also not matter. If you are selling a high value product, then capacity utilization may be more. If you are just selling as a potato or commodity, then it can be more.
Understood, understood. Great, sir. Any update on the acrylic?
Acrylic is doing good. We are establishing the market, and even if we are getting in quarter of almost 7.5 to 8 crore sales, it means we are happy. When there is any new product,
right,
and market is accepting it.
Perfect. Got it, sir. Thank you, and wish you all the best,
okay,
sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So just one question. If we look at our export revenue of 487 crores in the first 9 months of this year, how much of this would be... So I'm saying that if we look at the export revenue alone from the first 9 months of this year, which is about 487 crores, how much of this number would be from white labeled export products?
Sorry, I could not understand. What is the out of this 487? What is the question?
How much would be from from this 487? How much would be from white labeled exports? White labeled products export.
White label, which means?
White label. What is mean of white label?
I mean, there you are not stamping a brand on the laminate and.
Okay, branded. I told many times,
60%
of our turnover is on our brand name, 10 countries. 35%
is
OEM.
Okay, sir.
OEM and end user. They, which are end user like Tyson Crofty is our customer. They are using in their elevators and escalators. So they don't need any brand.
Okay, so the 65% is generally sold with your brand name in the foreign markets.
Many countries, yeah, UK, Netherlands.
Yeah, in the European.
Brand
name. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that was all. That was all I wanted to check with you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pranav from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Sir, I wanted to...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Pranav, your voice is breaking. We couldn't hear you.
Hello?
Oh, am I still there now?
No, sir. I would request you to please rejoin the queue. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ritesh Cheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, on the export side, we continue to hear in a lot of other building material products about channel inventory and about slower growth in, a lot of these, exporting nations. But when we look at your number, it's fairly stable on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So if you could give some color on, what exactly we are doing. On the
it is
sir, very good, and we
and
just want
sale is improving in Europe and all developed country, not in the Middle East.
Okay,
you can understand that our quality, like Modi ji ka slogan, make in India, made in India, it means it is established by Stalin in these countries, and we are quite hopeful that it will increase more in every month, because we are in our fold, we are finding a very good, more partners over
there. So you are adding more customers and more countries?
Customer and country also. Customer, mostly we are working as a partner, not as a customer, buyer and supplier. This is the reason that our sale is increasing.
Okay. And you see this trend continuing, and that's the reason why you talked about 15-20% top line growth next year?
Yes, yes, definitely, surely.
Okay. And just lastly here, what new countries have you added?
No, we are very weak in USA and North and South America. This is increasing. You see, there is no matter of country, we are already covering mostly country. In some country, we have new products are coming, new customers, we can find more customers. And that our old customer also improving their sales.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. It was very, very helpful. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pranav from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt. Sir, there is a disturbance on your line, on the management line.
From our side, no?
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing you very properly.
You're moving the receiver, so we could hear
okay,
that.
Maybe.
Okay, sir. Kindly proceed. Mr. Pranav.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Kanji Pranavji, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Mr. Pranav, we are not able to hear you.
But
your
I can hear him, madam.
Sir, his voice is breaking.
Hello? Is it clear now?
Yes, please proceed.
Yes. Anji Pranavji.
Yes. सर मुझे ये जानना था कि अदर एक्सपेंस लास्ट क्वार्टर के हिसाब से इस बार कम आए हैं सो एनी पर्टिकुलर रीजन
या वो तो अदर एक्सपेंसेस जैसे जैसे सेल बढ़ेगी तो अदर एक्सपेंसेस तो कम होंगे ही ना
डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन एक्सपेंसेस जो है ना जो ओशन फ्रेट है वो कम हुआ है इसकी वजह से अदर एक्सपेंसेस आपको कम दिखाई दे रहे हैं
राइट सर तो मेनली काफी हाई
था वॉइस क्रैक हो रही है सर
Pranav, your voice is breaking again.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes. Oh, please come.
Yes. Yes, sir. So, mainly it is because of freight only.
See, freight also, but other parameters also, when the sale will increase, overall expenses will definitely decrease. It is not increasing proportionately.
Yes, sir.
Pranav, your voice is breaking. We cannot hear you.
Hello.
Yeah. Pranav, I will request you to go to the network area and then call us back, please. We are not able to hear you at all now. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Harsh Shah from Dalal & Broacha Stockbroking Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. Firstly, so what is the guidance for the acrylic surface for the next quarter? So can we do say around 10 to 15 crores?
Yes, as you see, I told mention that we are network is increasing every month. And when we achieve almost 8 crore, 7.5 to 8 crore this quarter, so it will definitely double it this quarter.
Okay. And sorry, I think probably I missed one of the data points that you mentioned earlier. So what is the export volume of Q3 of last year?
Q3
of FY22.
Last year. 37 lakhs. Amount. You are asking about the volume?
The volume.
Volume 37 lakhs, sir.
37 lakh, 3.7 million.
No, so I want for one quarter export volume.
It is export quantity.
Is it export? Okay.
For 9 months.
No, I want export volume data for 3 months.
Only for Q3.
Yeah, for only Q3.
13.17 lakhs.
Sorry?
13.17 lakhs.
Okay. And sir, any color on why our receivable days are increasing? Is it that some, so would that account for the lower, difficult to get money in the domestic market? So the receivable days are higher in domestic market?
No, yes, it is higher like now as we are going for this acrylic. So we have to keep the stock in the C&FI. So there is domestically, yes, you are right.
The domestic, the days are increasing.
Yes.
And if you could have the data, what is the cash flow from operations for 9 months?
Cash flow?
From operations for 9 months?
Yeah, I could not get your question properly.
The cash flow from operations for 9 months of FY23.
Cash flow.
Cash flow 31 crore on net profit was up. Depreciation 35, 36 crore as far as cash flow in Hello?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's it from mine. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abacus Asset Managers LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, just a couple of queries on the data front itself. Our employee expenses, if I see from 2Q to 3Q, we have seen a decent jump of around close to 2 crores. Has there been any, and basically the sales have not moved so much from 2Q to 3Q?
The reason being, we are now expanding our different team for this solid surface.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason, the result will come in the next 3-4 months. That is the reason for the increase. Overall expenses, you will see it is reduced.
Understood, sir. So, is this cost going to go up further or we have made
more? No. We are already established. Now, the sale will come. You see, when you start something, you have to put. And the result is not coming in one day.
Correct, sir.
This is the reason.
Understood. And sir, secondly, just on the finance cost, was not able to capture what you said. As in, if you can once again mention it, please. What was the reason for the jump in the finance cost?
Sorry, currency fluctuation impact aaya hai. Jo euro ka rate badhaya tha, uski wajah se jo term loan ki jo value usko recap kiya gaya hai 31 December ko, uska currency fluctuation ka impact tha. Abhi aapne dekha euro 90 ke beech ke aaspas tha 31 December ke aaspas.
So sir, ye jo currency impact hai, wo bata sakte kitna tha, sir?
3.20 crores.
Okay, so normal finance cost हमारा उतना ही है, एक सवा करोड़.
Yes, sir. So, ऐसे है ना जी, वो तो जब when we are reducing the even credit facility, it cannot increase. Maybe now it is loss, but overall in the export market, it is good for us.
Overall, तो currency fluctuation में हमें benefit हुआ है, approximately 5.61 crore का. तो इसमें हम term loan का minus कर देते हो.
समझ गया. और सर, ये जो डेप्रिसिएशन आप बोल रहे हैं अभी, ये जो 4 crore का है, वो मोटा मोटी वो ही कंटिन्यू रहेगा?
यदि फिक्स्ड असेट्स में कोई एडिशन नहीं होता है तो एडिशन तो डेफिनेटली होगा, बट डेफिनेटली डेप्रिसिएशन विल इंक्रीज इन द कमिंग क्वार्टर.
गॉट इट सर, कंप्लीटली गॉट इट. थैंक यू सो मच. थैंक यू.
वी हैव द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ विनायक मोदा फ्रॉम स्टैलियन एसेट मैनेजर्स. प्लीज गो अहेड.
या, एम आई ऑडिबल?
यस, प्लीज कंटिन्यू.
यस.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Congrats on a great set of numbers. I have 2-3 questions. The first one was, ye jo value-added segment, value-added products aapke hai, what share of revenue is it currently and what share was it like 2-3 years back, pre-COVID times?
Sorry, again for export market, right?
No, I'm saying the value-added products, jo aapke product basket mein hai, uska revenue share kitna hoga total mein se?
Abhi to, abhi itna nahi hai, wo bhi jab humne nahi machine MP finger lagayi, wo bhi humne COVID time pe lagayi. Uska share to abhi 5-10% se zyada nahi hoga. But we are hopeful, every quarter it is increasing.
अच्छा, एंड आपको 2-3 साल में ये कितना परसेंट हो सकता है आपके पास?
20% भी हो सकता है, वो भी जाएगा.
अंडरस्टूड. और सर, ये एक्रिलिक शीट्स, ये आपके एग्जिस्टिंग कैपेसिटी में से ही बनती है कि इसकी कोई अलग से आपने कैपेसिटी लगाई है?
बहुत सालों की लगाई हुई है, कोविड के टाइम लगाई थी ना जी.
सर, इसका पीक रेवेन्यू कितना हो सकता है?
Total revenue, we have two machines. One machine is under installation. Total revenue of both machines is 400 to 500 crore.
Achha. And 400 to 500 crores acrylic mein se, aur aapka jo existing laminates hai, usme se kitna peak revenue ho sakta hai? Aapka 80% utilization hai.
Nahi, wo 80% hum keh rahe the na, we are going for capacity utilization. 80% hamara cumulative product 20 saal ke. And we are going for small modernization and you can say automation. So our capacity in laminates, we can go minimum 1200 to 1400 crore. Again, depending on the value addition of the product.
अंडरस्टूड. तो मतलब अभी जो आपके पास कैपेसिटी अवेलेबल है 40 करोड़ का मिला के जो आप इवेंचुअली करेंगे, 2000 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू ऑलमोस्ट आप कर सकते हैं,
1800-2000 का कर सकते हैं.
और ये क्या है मतलब FY 25-26 तक का टारगेट है?
देखो ऐसे ना टारगेट तो बहुत होते हैं, और तो मान लीजिए अपने पास रखता है ना वो अचीव करने के लिए. दी वे वी आर ग्रोइंग यू कैन सी फॉर द लास्ट 3 ईयर ऑलमोस्ट 50% इंक्रीज एवरी ईयर. वी विल होप एंड वी ट्रस्ट दैट इट शुड कंटिन्यू एंड वी विल ट्राई अवर बेस्ट.
सर लास्ट क्वेश्चन था एक, ये जो आपका मार्जिन कंसिस्टेंट रहा था पहले अप्रोक्सीमेटली ये 20-21% के रेंज में अभी थोड़े क्वार्टर्स से, तो ये इवन इफ वैल्यू एडेड प्रोडक्ट्स का शेयर ऊपर जाएगा तो मार्जिन ये 20-21% पे ही रहेगा कि और ऊपर का स्कोप है?
वो कुछ नहीं किया जा सकता, बढ़ भी सकता है.
बहुत
चीजें, नॉट ओनली वन पैरामीटर, देयर आर सो मेनी पैरामीटर डिपेंड.
Understood. Okay, sir. Great. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. So before we move ahead, on the management line, sir, there is a background noise. I mean, people are talking behind.
Sorry?
So there is a background noise. People are talking.
Background? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now somebody is in the room. Okay.
Okay, sir. We move on to the next participant. The question is from the line of Karan Surana from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please continue.
Hi, sir. So, I just wanted to ask, our operating cash generation for the 9 months, I think I missed that the last time the last participant asked that question. So, what has been our OCF generation, our operating cash generation for the 9 months? And so the follow-up would be, you know, what has been our debtor days as well as inventory days for the 9 months, sir?
So working capital cycle is 96 days.
Okay.
Hmm.
And sir, अपना operating cash कितना generate किया हमने 9 months में? Operating cash flow?
So 91 और आपके 15 करोड़ का, 106 करोड़ का आसपास का अपना cash flow generate हुआ.
Operating cash 106 करोड़ का generate
हुआ. 91 करोड़ का property है सर, 15 करोड़ का depreciation है. तो 106 करोड़ का आसपास.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Risha Mehta from Green Edge. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. So I'm new to the company, so just had one basic question. You know, if I look at your 9 months quarterly run rate in terms of top line, you know, that's 240 crores, which if I look at 9 months FY22, you know, that quarterly run rate then was around, 170 odd crores. So just wanted to understand that structurally, what are the changes that have happened? So one, I understand obviously the laminate segment has grown, but as a company, you know, what are the initiatives, you know, that we have taken, let's say in the export market or in the domestic market, you know, which has led to this kind of revenue growth? So be it in terms of adding new geographies, new customers in domestic market, expanding our footprint, etc. If you could just elaborate on that.
Yes, you see, first of all, our new plant, which we started in 2018, after that 2 year COVID class, it is one of the second largest plant in the world after Wilsonart in USA. Any customer from overseas came here to see, you can see our plant on YouTube and you can understand. The second thing, we have a new machinery, new product, new changes. So of course it will increase. When there is a market, there is a still in domestic, there is a demand for, we are very weak, still weak in domestic market. Domestic market is very big for HPL. So this is the reason we are, everyone is growing, we are also growing in the same way.
Right. So domestic market, if you could just elaborate that, was it that, you know, you were present in certain geographies and then in, over the last, you know, course of, let's say, the last 1.5 odd years, you've put in a sales team or expanded your distribution in the domestic market, anything of that sort?
Yes, of course. For that reason, last year we participated in IPL. Now we are also planning again for advertisement. And we are sure that before that, 2 years back, we have no much capacity from our old plant. So we are more concentrated on export. Now we are going for both ways, domestic and export also.
Yeah, so on the export front, if you could please elaborate that, you know, whether you added any new geographies, new sizable countries.
Last time also somebody asked me this question. We are almost wherever laminates is required. We are presence is there. Few countries, we have new countries. We are searching, we are locating, our people are traveling. And their country we are already exporting. There is also our customer base is increasing there. So you can see the figure. This year also, figure will be more than 50% increase than last year.
Resha, you may come back in the queue, please. Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Rajat Sethia from i.pms. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Sir, how much capex is in the daily sheets? Capex
for 4 years, total maybe 55. 50 to 55
crores.
50 to
55
crores. And you are telling me that 400-500 crores of turnover can happen. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
इसमें मतलब अभी सब लोग इंपोर्ट करते हैं
हां जी
अभी ये मार्केट पूरा इंपोर्ट होता है
मोस्टली फॉर इंपोर्ट देयर आर स्मॉल स्मॉल प्लांट्स फ्रॉम विद चाइनीज मशीनरी है एंड डिमांड इज इन पीपल अवेयरनेस फॉर दिस प्रोडक्ट इंक्रीजिंग
ओके और सर इसमें कोई बड़ा प्लेयर भी है इंपोर्ट मार्केट मतलब इंडिया में जो इंपोर्ट करके बेचते हो या सब छोटे प्लेयर
मैंने अपने ऑफिस भी बनाए हुए हैं सब एलजी सैमसंग ड्यूपोंट सब ने अपने खुद ऑफिस दे हैं देयर ओन ऑफिसेस
जो एलजी सैमसंग ड्यूपोंट जैसे ये तीन बड़े नाम है इनका कितना शेयर होगा और कितनी बड़ी मार्केट है सर इंडिया में
देखो अभी तक तो 700-800 करोड़ की तो है ही है पर प्राइस इज वेरी हाई जब हम उनको एक्सपोर्ट सब्स्टिट्यूट मिल गया विद सेम क्वालिटी सो प्राइसेज आर गोइंग कॉम्पिटिटिव एंड डिमांड अवेयरनेस इज देयर तो लेमिनेट भी कभी कोई चीज नहीं स्टार्ट होती है अभी वी गो टू यू गो टू एनी एयरपोर्ट यू विल सी ऑल सेम कार मेड विद दिस एक्रेलिक
ओके
अवेलेबल देयर
ओके कंपेयर टू बाकी लोगों के कंपैरिजन में हमारा प्राइस कितना हमने कैसे रखा है डिस्काउंट पे बेच रहे हैं उनको
देयर कॉस्ट इज मोर हाई देयर पेइंग कस्टम ड्यूटी आल्सो देयर ब्रांड वैल्यू इज आल्सो स्टिल आवर ब्रांड वैल्यू इज इंक्रीजिंग एवरी डे
और क्वालिटी वाइज आप बोल रहे हो कि उनका बेटर है या सेम है प्रोडक्ट
हमारा 100% वी हैव ऑल सर्टिफिकेशन With our great certification, same certification we have from USA, from your company, quality okay. is 100% same.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pranav from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Ab mic aap ka theek lag raha hai.
Yes, sir. Abhi aap ko sunai de raha hai, sir?
Pura sun raha hai.
यस सर मुझे जानना था कि वर्किंग कैपिटल साइड पे अभी क्या है मतलब रिसीवेबल्स और आपके इन्वेंटरी डेज है वो थोड़े हाई हैं तो बाय व्हेन वी कैन एक्सपेक्ट सम पॉजिटिव मूवमेंट ऑन दिस साइड ये नीचे आना कब चालू होंगे
हेलो एक्चुअली ना जब देखो एक्सपोर्ट में वी हैव नो मच प्रॉब्लम फॉर डेटर्स सो वी हंड्रेड इन ओनली वी आर फेसिंग इन अ प्रॉब्लम इन डोमेस्टिक मार्केट whenever the brand will establish in domestic market, so this period will reduce. Hello,
Pranav ji,
you understand?
Yes, sir.
किसी brand का भी है, well maybe it can go 30 days even on fully advance payment after some time. Like in acrylic, we have no credit.
Okay.
100% advance payment. So maybe then in laminates, after a few months, when our brand will more established, then there will be reduction in the credit period.
Okay, sir. Okay. And sir, my next question was on raw material front. So chemical prices to niche aana chalu ho gaye. Aur paper mein kya bhi hai, sir? Matlab paper prices are also coming down?
Coming down, but not you see. Is just before this call we had a Zoom meeting with our suppliers from Germany. We are asking them. They are still saying that This actually problem is from Ukraine and this war. Our raw material is mostly from Europe. Energy crisis, they are reducing it. Government are supporting, German government is also supporting them. But we are sure it will reduce very soon.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Poddar for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Before closing this call, I have few questions. So, sir, if you can give some guidance about the next year or the next few years volume growth in laminates which you are foreseeing today in the domestic and exports market, and also you have always talked about a big number for acrylic panel solid surface revenue of 300 to 400 crore. Do you still believe that it is achievable in the next 2-3 years?
Yes, definitely. The way we are moving, we are still very behind people. We are feeling proud in export market in that new customer. We never expected that big companies, big customer are coming to us. Same thing domestic, yes, of course, I am not telling lies. It is gradually not increasing the way we are expecting and the way we are growing in export. Acrylic waste in India as being the first company to produce. And I heard that the government is also looking after to anti-dumping duty on this product. So they are flooding the market. That will also help us in coming. We are surely this quarter when we will meet after 3 months again, you will see that there will be change in this sale figure and other.
Sure, sir, sure. And one more thing on the logistics issues you mentioned, has things still challenging or normalized?
There is no challenging. You see, there are some countries, there is a disturbance with this war. There is some restriction from the shipping company. Other, everywhere is east. Nothing, no problem in container availability. Nothing.
Okay, so you see Q4, the current quarter will be a normal quarter for you. That
yes, yes, better, normal and better.
Okay, thank you so much for answering all the questions of the participants.
Thank you for sharing time. Thank you.
Yeah, we can close the call now. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Systematics Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.